Gee, if I could follow you and Clark come and look the last game in the Shachtan, I'll meet Tom Cormack with you as always on a Wednesday night. And we're looking ahead, obviously, to the weekend. And of course, the big clash of the weekend in the Allianz Football League is Donegal playing Kerry down in Ossenstack Park in Tralee, and a rematch of last year's All Ireland final. And of course, after respective defeats by Monaghan, Donegal lost to Monaghan last week Sunday in O'Donnell Park, and Kerry suffered a heavy defeat, surprisingly, against Cork, who Donegal defeated the week before. Both sides will be anxious to get back and find the winning formula this weekend when the clash in Tralee. We'll be joined in the programme later on by our very good friend from Radio Kerry, the legendary broadcaster and of course now award winning broadcaster as well, Uisce Fogarty. We'll be also joined by former Donegal star Manus Boyle, of course, who kicked 9 points in that All-Ireland final of 1992, and Manus shall be looking forward with us as well. So join us later in the programme. And well, coming up in a few moments, I'll be speaking to Donegal manager Declan Boner. That's the Donegal minor football manager, of course, Donegal the reigning Ulster and Ulster minor league and minor championship title holders, and of course reached last year's All-Ireland final, losing to Kerry in the final. And well, we'll be talking to Declan about the season ahead. Of course, Donegal began the defence of their Ulster minor football league on Monday night in Brewster Park, where Fermanagh provide the opposition. Tyrone also out on Monday night in the Ulster Minor League. They take on, I'm just not quite sure what their fixture is, against Antrim on Monday night as well. So we look forward to that as well, probably later on in the programme. But first of all, just let me remind you that we have the first round games in the Ulster Under 21 Championship on tonight. It's a preliminary round game. It's in Celtic Park, and well, they're approaching half time there. It's a pretty close game though. Derry hold a 1-8 to 1-5 lead. That's 3 points between the sides approaching half time. We'll follow the progress of that game. And of course, Donegal out in the Ulster Under 21 Championship next weekend when they entertain Cavan in Sean McCool Park and Ballybuffet. And indeed, we'll be out and about bringing you live updates from that game next week with Oisin Kelly and myself attending that game as well. But as I said, well, Donegal began the defence of the Ulster Minor Football League title on Monday night next in Brewster Park. Fermanagh once again the opposition, and Declan Boner of course led Donegal to that Ulster double last year, and so close to a very first ever All-Ireland minor title. Of course, guiding the boys from the Northwest to a first ever All-Ireland minor final appearance. And I'm delighted to say Judd Declan joins us on the phone. Well, first of all, Declan, welcome to the GAA programme, and well, another season upon us of minor football, and I know you've been working away nice and quietly. Going in this year, I suppose everybody's eyes is on Donegal, and not only within the county but outside as well, because you're going in as reigning Ulster champions and Ulster minor league holders.
Yeah, we are indeed, Tom, and it's, you know, it's a, I mean, we've been working with them probably for the last maybe 6 to 8 weeks, and I think it's been going pretty well. And you know, at this stage, there's an awful lot of matches still being played in terms of school football, in terms of club football, and, you know, coming on like that there. So it's pretty, you know, it's pretty demanding on these players. Even the weekend coming up now, you know, the school match on Friday, where there's 9 or 10 of this panel involved, and, you know, there's minor club fixtures at the weekend. Then we go to Fermanagh on Monday night for our first league match. So a lot of football being played, and, you know, it's very demanding on these young players.
And tell me, have you got many of last year's squad, or last year's, say, starting 15, 16, 17?
Yeah, we have six members of this team, or the squad that was there last year. I think four of them may have started in the All-Ireland finals. So yeah, they're there from last year, and yeah, we have a it's a decent squad. We have 30 odd members in the squad, and they're all working hard to be in that first 15, that first 20, and it's good to see. And you know, we're looking forward to the season ahead, but we're not looking past the 17th of May against Tyrone, which is going to be a difficult assignment for us. But that's the priority at this stage, you know.
And tell me, who's still around from last year?
From last year's team, you have Danny Rogers. From Dunlow, Danny played in goals last year. Danny's still underage, and he's also on the 21 squad. You have Steve McManaman from Red Hughes, Gary McFadden from Gwydor, Michael Carroll, who's the team captain this year, Gwydor, Connor Doherty from Kilcar, and Ethan O'Donnell from Glentis are, I think, the six that were there last year.
Yeah, so that's a starting point and a backbone. But the general impression is that there's a good squad of players, because you have done well at 16 and 17 in the last couple of years as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, listen, there's a good squad of players. There's a very good young players coming up, and you know, they're getting the proper work done now at 16, 17 level, which was the crucial end of it. What was happening in the past, Tom, and I think I said this a good few times last year, that once they come out of 16s, and the better lads would have went on to play minor football, and there was a huge gap for those seven lads that didn't make minor squad. So it was important that we got the under-17s up and running, and we started that a couple of years back, and Sean-Paul Barrett had been last year. So that's very important. I think Brian McCabe is the current under-17 manager for this year, and that's an important age group to continue that momentum and keep those players training at a high level.
And a lot of work been done, you know, at those levels, in terms of obviously coaching and, you know, even advice on lifestyles and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. The whole thing has changed over the last number of years, and there's an awful lot of people now involved in backroom teams, and it's great to see, you know, the county getting behind that, and, you know, in terms of strength and conditioning, and, you know, people go out there and they hear the word strength and conditioning, and a lot of it's to do with a bit of injury prevention and doing training in the correct manner, basically. It's not about lifting big weights and pumping iron and stuff like that. And a lot of it, as I say, is injury prevention. That's what we're looking at. And, you know, we look at that. We look at, we have a full-time nutritionist in there, Ronan Doherty, who works with us the whole time. And that also drops back into the 16 and 17s. And, you know, also sports psychologists. And that all those things are vitally important. And we had all those guys working with us steady last year. And, you know, that was vital to the year and the season we had last year.
Yeah, and obviously reaching the All-Ireland final. And I know as well you involved the parents a lot last year.
We did indeed, and we know, Tom, that it was very, very important. I decided the way back started when I took over that it was important that once we got our squad whittled down to 30, whatever it was, that we got those parents in early in the year, and just let them know exactly what was going on, and to meet the backroom team to have a look at in terms of the nutrition. Sometimes that's very well telling the lads what they should be eating and drinking, but, you know, if it doesn't get back to the parents, you know, they're left in the dark. So a lot of that kind of stuff was going on. You know, I thought that was important. And I think, again, tomorrow night now, we actually meet them tomorrow night in the Villa Rose. We meet all the parents of this year's squad, and we'll go through all that again. And there'll be a couple of presentations and handouts, and just to let the parents know exactly what we're doing. And also in terms of studying and how to cope with study and have a plan in place for studying. And, you know, you're away an awful lot of training. So just how to plan, basically, and stuff like that. So, no, that's all important. And I think that, you know, I think the parents appreciate that also.
Yeah. And tell me, in terms of this year's league, what's the plan?
Just the plan, same as last year, Tom. You go to, you play you take every team on its merit. You want to win every game you go out and play. You want to build that bit of confidence within the squad. We had a number of challenge matches over the last number of over the last 2 months, and you know, we started saying on Monday in Brewster Park, and we've been up there looking to get a victory and start the season for us. And you know, we have a couple of matches, tough matches down the line in terms of Derry and Tyrone are also in the group, so it's going to be a difficult enough group, but that's one we're looking forward to.
And you're away to Tyrone as well, obviously. That kind of will be a dress rehearsal for the championship, though. It's probably very early for that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know, Tyrone have good underage teams, and again, did a couple of strong colleges sides. Dungannon, I think, are through to the McGrory final. You had Omagh CBA, also very, very strong. A lot of good colleges in Tyrone, and you know, they have a decent side. And they've also part of Mickey Donnelly's backroom team this year. They have Brian McGuigan and Ryan McMenamin, who need no introduction to GAA followers in the Northwest or indeed across the length and breadth of the country. So those guys will be well prepared. And, you know, as I say, the 17th of May is a big, big day in the calendar, not just for Donegal seniors, but also Donegal minors.
Yeah, and I know you're married, going out and wanting to win every game last year, well, with also trying to experiment. And you made no secret of the fact that you wanted to win the league.
Yeah, and it's the same this year, Tom. I do believe no matter what games you go out to play, you want to go out to win. You want to build that, you know, within that group, a winning mentality, and that's where we're looking forward again with this group. They've been successful at 16 and 17 to move on now to minor level, and it's important that we continue with that. And, you know, as I say, we will be experimenting, and we will chop and change the team as we go along. And I mean, everything's geared as I keep saying towards the 17th of May, and hopefully along the way we can win those matches. And again, the Ulster minor league is important from our point of view in terms of preparation for the championship.
And I know. Obviously, you reached the All Ireland last year, and as we said at the outset, reigning league champions, both and reigning minor champions as well in Ulster. A degree of expectation this year already, is there?
Well, listen, I don't really read too much into it, to be quite honest. And I would prefer to let these lads get out, get their work done, and sometimes people can get carried away. You know, last year we went very, very close to one in All Ireland. And, the expectations probably weren't as high. There are expectations, there's no doubt about that, and we've got to deal with that. But, as I say, nothing for us changes in terms of our preparation, and everything, as I say, is geared towards that championship match.
Anyway, just for a moment, leaving aside that, wearing your analyst hat here on Highland Radio, Donegal in Tralee at the weekend, and wanting to very much get back on the bike after last weekend, I'm sure.
Yeah, very disappointing, and leaving O'Donnell Park last Sunday, we arrived there with big expectations. There was a good afternoon after the horrible weather conditions we were having, and it was great to see the sun shining on O'Donnell Park, the pitch was looking very, very well. Big crowd in O'Donnell Park, the setting was there, and just the performance didn't arrive. And we started well that day, Tom, when I talked with the early ball from Ryan McEwen to Michael Murphy, that we were going to go on and win and play that type of football, that more direct football. But no, it just didn't materialise. We went 3-0 up, and things were looking good. But even at that stage, we were still far too, it was very laboured football in the middle of the park. A lot of passes going over and back, and not really no penetration. And Munnan in the end up just grinded us out. And at the end of the day, probably Munnan deserved their victory. And Malachy O'Rourke was a happy man leaving O'Donnell Park with 2 points last Sunday.
Yeah, great opportunity to kind of copper fasten and position in Division 1. I think that was the general feeling, and the disappointment as well, along with the style of football.
Yeah, that's exactly, Tom. We thought maybe we would get those 2 points. We knew Munnan were always going to be difficult, and we do find it difficult to beat Munnan right down through the years. But I felt with the team we had out last week, and with the couple of suspensions that Munnan had, and also the fact that Conor McManus got black carded early on, that it was set up for Donegal to go on and win that match. And it was disappointing from a number of reasons, that the play never really changed. Even in the second half, we went 74 minutes of football without scoring a point from play, and I don't think that ever happened to a Donegal team in the past. And a goal in four for 74 minutes was a poor return. But I think looking at it, I think maybe Rory will have learned an awful lot from it. And I think going down to Kerry this weekend, that you may see a different Donegal team. You'll definitely be allowed to play more football down against Kerry this weekend. So I'm expecting a big performance, to be quite honest.
I suppose it's turning out to be a very competitive league, and no great surprise at that. But it's also turned out to be a strange league. We saw Cork against Donegal the week before in Ballyshannon, and they looked very poor and very lethargic, and last week they went out and they put on a great show and put Kerry to the swords with 11 points.
Yeah, it's been that kind of league. Every Sunday's nearly different. Tyrone started the season off with a poor result against Monaghan and Omagh, and Monaghan won that match. And the following weekend, they went out and played Mayo and beat Mayo well. And we had that topsy-turvy kind of season also. Good enough performance against Cork. We should have won that game by more. We nearly got caught. Our performance in last Sunday was very, very poor. And quite rightly, Cork were very poor in Ballyshannon, and went down and played Kerry off the park then last Sunday. And the previous Sunday, Kerry beat Dublin and beat them well. So, yeah, it's very, very tight there at the top. And, 2 points on Sunday would be a huge, huge... It'd be a great 2 points to get after last Sunday, and it'd be a nice journey back up the road again.
I don't know, our record in Kerry isn't great. I think you were probably on the one and only team in 1988 that beat Kerry down in Kerry under Tom Conaghan.
Yeah, 1988 is a good few years back now, Tom, and I don't remember too much about it, but it was good. It was always good to beat the kingdom anywhere, but we don't have a great record down there, and hopefully we can turn it around this time. But I do expect a reaction from this Donegal team. There are a lot of good players within that squad, and they will be disappointed. There'll be nobody more hurt than those players, that group of players, and the management after last Sunday's performance. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of soul searching done this week to get a performance and get it right down in Kerry.
Declan Moore there joining me, and Declan was at training tonight with the Donegal Miners, and of course they're in action on Monday in the Ulster Minor Football League. They play Fermanagh in their opening game. It's of course Donegal, Tyrone, Fermanagh, Derry and Antrim in Group B of the Ulster Minor Football League. Down, Monaghan, Cavan and Armagh make up the other group, which is Group A. Tyrone, as I said, begin their campaign next Monday night in Garvahy at 7:30. Antrim, the opposition, and Derry have their first game on Saturday week next in Celtic Park when they host Tyrone. There's a game in Celtic Park tonight in the Ulster Under 21 Football Championship. And a half-time there in that particular game, it's a goal and 8 points to Derry, a goal and five to Down. Pretty close early on. Derry hit a few late points to give themselves a little bit of leeway at half-time, but a tight second half expected there. Thought the way Gaelic Glisser and Clare come and Luke last game, the shock on the show, let me Tom come, and well, I'm delighted to say I'm now joined by our very good friend and special guest, the award-winning broadcaster from Kerry, Uishi Fogarty. A very good night to you, Uishi.
Lovely to talk to you, Tom.
That's Uishi Fogarty there. And Uishi, I know we've done quite a bit of soul-searching this week in Donegal, and there's been a fair bit of jip in the papers and on the radios in relation to last Sunday's performance. I'm sure the print has been pretty strong down in the kingdom as well after that 11-point defeat to Cork.
You can be sure of it, Tom, because I know there's nobody getting too excited or anything about the defeat at this time of the year. But I can tell you it came as a shock, because after they kicked 117 away to Derry, and then they met Dublin and they kicked 15 points to beat Dublin and Killarney, and they went up to Cork then last Sunday, and we were expecting a real good game from Kerry, but they were absolutely abysmal altogether. They were as flat as a pancake, Tom. They never looked like winning. They were slow. They were beaten all over the field. And really, they got an awful hammering, the very same as what happened last year in Tralee.
Yeah. And what was... I know Eamon Fitzmaurice doesn't make excuses, but what was his reasoning for it, or did he have any?
Well, he was shell-shocked, to tell you the truth, Tom. He had no great reason, but I think myself, I think it's very easy to figure out, really. And I tell you why. Cork have been training, they had been preparing long before Kerry. When Kerry won the All-Ireland, as you know, in Donegal, they went away on a holiday to Mexico. The cup was being carted around. Fella was attending functions and everything. And they were very late starting back in training. While all that was going on, Brian Corbett, the Cork manager, he's in his second year now. And I can tell you, he learned a lot last year. And then, who did he bring in but Pat Flanagan as trainer? Now, Pat Flanagan trained Kerry to win two National Leagues and two All-Ireland. And I remarked to you before a few times that I thought myself Pat Flanagan was probably the best trainer I ever saw. So he's training Cork now since well before Kerry started, and he had them absolutely lifting off the ground the last day, and they made Kerry look stuck to the ground. So it was a case of Cork were much fitter. But on top of that then, Tom, of course, Kerry were missing the likes of Mark O'Shea, and he had Aidan O'Mahony, Colm Cooper, James O'Donoghue, Dunica Welsh, Declan O'Sullivan, Darren O'Sullivan, and one or two more. So, putting all that into perspective, I think that might answer you.
Yeah, and obviously, having said that, as you mentioned, they had done well against Derry. They had travelled here to the northwest and taken a great result against quite a strong Derry side, and did likewise against Dublin.
That's right. That's what I just said to you, Tom. So we were surprised. They kicked 117 away to Derry, and of course Dublin didn't. They gave a tremendous display against Dublin, but that was a very open game. Very open. It was 15 against 15, 6 against 6, 6 backs against 6 fouls. And last Sunday's game in Cork, even though Kerry really, with the exception now of Barry John Keane in the forwards, and Kieran Donaghy, when he was full forward, played well, and Anthony Maher and Cleveland off injured, they played very well. But it was a very, very open game in Cork also. So I tell you, Tom, it's early days, we know it yet, but I can tell you the one thing I'm seeing is that I haven't seen Donegal playing in the flesh this year yet, but I can tell you this, Cork will be a better team this year than they were last year. They've learned a lot, their manager has learned an awful lot, and they have Pat Flanagan in, and they're looking good.
Yeah, but the general belief is that Kerry are going to be much better this year. You're going to have the Gooch back, Tommy Walsh is back from Australia.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. Well, there's no doubt at all about it. We have a stronger panel and a better panel than we had last year. The young fellas are still improving in the team. They'll be better this year even than they were last year. However, Tom, having said all that, I'd be under no illusion. Everybody knows it's very difficult to win in All-Ireland 2 years in a row. It wasn't done since Cork did it away back in the early 90s. And already there are little signs in Kerry where the players are a little bit tired looking, a little bit jaded looking. I'm not saying now that they're not going to improve. Of course they are. But it's going to be harder this year to win it than it was probably last year. Because last year they came out of nowhere and they won it. But this year everybody would be wary of them, Tom. So it is a different scenario. And we're looking forward now to next Sunday and Donegal coming down. We're expecting down here in Kerry. Unfortunately, we're expecting that Donegal will probably play a lot of men behind the ball. Well, Kerry did it, of course, against Donegal, also on the All-Ireland. So it's a case if you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah, and you're going to have the red carpet out.
Well, we will have the red carpet out. It's always lovely to see Donegal and coming down. And in particular, Michael Murphy there. I tell you, Kerry people love their good football. And in particular now, Michael, there's a lot of good footballers in the Donegal team. We all know that. But Michael Murphy is an outstanding footballer. He's a special footballer. And we're looking forward to seeing him in the Aston Stack Park in Tralee. It's an all-ticket game, by the way, Tom.
Yeah, I was just reading that on the website, on the Kerry website today. I'm not sure if people up here were aware of it until that, but it's certainly obviously going to be a big crowd.
Well, this is going to be a packed house because, especially now, Kerry being All-Ireland champions and playing at home and playing in Tralee. Their last game was in Killarney. Their last two games were in Killarney. They're playing in Tralee for the first time this year, and a lot of people will be very anxious to see them there. And Tralee is a different pitch to Fitzgerald Stadium altogether. And, of course, Colm Cooper, as you say. Now, there's a few rumours down here that Colm Cooper had a little bit of a setback with his knee recently, Tom.
Yeah.
I got a few inklings that he had a bit of a setback. James O'Donoghue now from my own club, he's after his shoulder operation. He's coming along nicely, but you won't see him in the league.
Yeah. Anyway, can you just stay with us for a moment? Because I'm delighted to see I'm joined as well by Manus Boyle. Weishi, a man I'm sure you followed and watched him for many years as well. Kicked 9 points for Donegal in that All-Ireland in 1992. I know it wasn't against Kerry, but Manus, good night to you. And I suppose more than in Kerry, a lot of soul searching been done in Donegal this week.
Good night, Tom. How you doing, Weishi? I would have to say that last Sunday was possibly bordering on the worst game I think I've seen in many years. I would have no doubt there'll be a reaction from the Donegal squad. I mean, any county player worth his salt will find it somewhere within himself to make a reaction to a poor performance like it was last Sunday. But, and I mean, to be fair, it wasn't Donegal's fault. It's just the way two teams mirror-imaged one another. And, you know, when you lost the ball, everybody went back. So it was one of those occasions where it was going to be low-scoring, tight fixture. Referee was probably slowing the game down a wee bit too much, and it just came that way. Monaghan probably were stronger in the end-up. But I did think Donegal looked tired, and I hope it's not, you know, the excursions of the last 4 or 5 years. And I hope that they can freshen things up in the next couple of weeks, you know.
Yeah, because Donegal are going pretty strong. Okay, we heard Weishi there saying that Kerry are shorn quite a lot of players, but Donegal are going very close to championship strength, aren't they?
Well, in fairness to Rory, I mean, it's a very hard thing to take over from a team that was set up by Jim McGuinness, you know. I mean, there's not too many changes you can make. You know, in fairness, it's going to take a bit of time. I did think that a number of the changes that he made last week, once we got a few players booked, probably took out a lot of the physicality of the team that we had, and Monaghan were much stronger in that area. But again, you go down to Kerry's not Monaghan. Kerry will play football, and they always have, and they always will. It's their tradition, and that's the way their players will play the game. So I wouldn't think it would be the same type of game. I think Kerry probably will take men behind the ball, but I don't think it'll be as many as Monaghan did, you know.
Yeah, and so you're expecting a more open game?
Well, I would expect that, but I would expect a reaction from the Donegal players. The one thing about this set of players is, you know, when they've had poor disappointing poor performances in the past, they've always reacted positively to it. And I have no doubt with, you know, leaders in the team like Carl Lacey, you know, Michael Murphy, Paddy McBurdy's had a good season up to now. Marty Riley, who was absolutely brilliant against Cork and Ballyshannon, you know, he deserves another chance at it, you know. So I would expect a good positive reaction from the Donegal lads. And, you know, I know there was
many people spelling the end there last week, but I don't think it's that bad, and you'll always have a blip through the year, and I think maybe that was Donegal's.
Yeah. Were you surprised at the manner of Cork's victory over Kerry, having seen Cork the week before?
Well, I suppose I would appreciate that the Kerry lads are probably 3-4 weeks behind the rest of the panel. I mean, there's no point winning All Ireland and then a couple of weeks later having to go back into training for the following year. You have to enjoy it. You have to, you know, to take everything out of it that you can, because that's what you get involved at intercounty football level for. But I have no doubt that Eamon Fitzmaurice has proved last year that, you know, he'll move Kerry on when he feels the need, and, you know, when the pitches get a wee bit harder and the sun gets a wee bit warmer, they'll not be far away, you know.
And Weishi, back to you. Do you expect changes in the Kerry team, or will there be a reaction from Eamon Fitzmaurice to last week's performance in Páirc Éireann?
Well, Manus mentioned earlier about he'd expect a reaction from Donegal. Well, we'd expect the same from Kerry, Tom. There won't be that many changes, because he's working off of a panel at the moment, and those 6 or 7 players that I mentioned are missing. But the one thing from the Kerry perspective, even though we're missing, we consider ourselves down here having plenty forwards. We consider ourselves all right around the middle of the field, but we'd be a bit worried about our back line. Now, while we have had Normani and Mac O'Shea to come back, Christ, they're around a long time, and I can tell you they're not getting faster. Remember, Mac O'Shea was dropped last year. We thought that he had Normani would pack it in last year and he wouldn't come back at all. Well, he'd be coming back again, so we'd be a bit worried about our defence. Last Sunday in Cork now, Colm O'Neill there now, and a few of the Cork forwards, they literally tore our backs asunder. But as I was saying, his early days, so I would imagine that there won't be that many changes, really. He's blooding a lot of the younger fellas in the team, but it's a big game for both sides, and both sides will be trying to redeem themselves, Tom.
And tell me, what do you make, and what's the reaction been to Paul Galvin's return?
Well, yeah, the reaction is very positive down. It's very positive down here about his return. The big question is that people are saying how they're going to use him. From my own view about it, is my own perspective, he's not going to do any harm anyway by coming back. That's one thing sure. But I don't know, has he all that much to add really to it? I'd say now, Tom, where you might see him added, we'd say in a championship game now, or a Munster final, or an All Ireland quarter final, if Kerry were trailing maybe with 15-20 minutes to go, if you sprung him from the benched in, I would imagine he'd raise the players and he'd raise the supporters and he'd bring something extra. But how hot has he left? I don't know. We won't know, Tom. It's as simple as that. We won't know how he's going to perform. He's 35 years old. He's after football for a whole year now. The pace of the game is very fast and we just won't know. But I can tell you, people are glad to see him back here. There has been no, practically very few negative comments about him, Tom.
So anyway, Weishi, before we let you go, looking forward to the game on Sunday and the visit to Donegal?
I look forward to every single inter-county game that I see, Tom, irrespective of who's coming. But I'm particularly looking forward to Kerry and Donegal now again, because Donegal have something to answer after the All-Ireland final. I mean, Kerry kind of out-taught them a little bit last year, and I'm looking forward to the game greatly. And as always, I'm looking forward to watching one of the best footballers in the country, Michael Murphy, I'll tell you the truth.
And Matt, the last word to you, Manus. You are expecting a reaction, and you wouldn't rule out Donegal getting a result?
Well, certainly wouldn't rule out Donegal getting a result. I think a number of the players probably didn't perform to their highest, so I think you will see a good positive reaction from the Donegal lads. No?
My thanks to Manus Boyd. I wish you forward to him. Before that, to Donegal minor manager Declan Bonner, to Paul McDevitt on sound, from me, Tom Comick, until Gujian Chocht and Shahogan Schlanagers Bannock.